Welcome to Luthiers and Legacy Show, a podcast created especially for fine violin makers and luthiers obsessed with creating top quality instruments for their musicians. My name is Dmitry Badyarov. I'm a violin maker, former professional musician turned award-winning speaker, business coach and mentor. I'm best known for the revival of the ancient master's acoustic concepts and the rebirth of the violoncello da Spalla. And today I am passionate about helping open-minded instrument makers to create instrument-making businesses they will love and keep the ancient master's acoustic concepts alive. Regardless whether you have been in the profession for decades or you're just starting out, it is time for you to shake things up. It is time to make an even bigger difference, and it is time to start creating a legacy at bench. So without further ado, let's crack on, let's get started with today's show. Hey, this is Dmitry, and welcome once again to this episode on Luthiers and Legacy podcast. In today's show, I want to speak about leaving the obstacles behind. Now, what do I mean by leaving the obstacles behind? You see, in my life, I have had the pleasure of meeting so many different people, and some of these people are so massively successful in anything they do. And some of these people, they believe that they have achieved everything they possibly could, given the circumstances, and they feel they could achieve even more if only they lived in a different country, a richer country, if only they had more time, if only they didn't have children, if only they had more money. Now, I want to share with you my point of view on this, and stick around this episode because I'm sure you will find this message very valuable. But before I share with you my point of view, I want to begin by asking you a serious question. Do you believe you have a full faith in yourself? Join me on a little journey. It is 1991 and you are in Leningrad or St. Petersburg, that's what we call it today, so you are in Russia. And you are in a small bedroom of a high-rise building on the 12th floor with a view over the Baltic Sea. And there are three windows on this, in this room, with a sofa on one side, tiny coffee table right after you open the door with the bookshelves, there's a piano. And as you open the door, you enter this room, you bump into my back. And, well, very much younger back then, you see me making my very first violin. And you would expect a wonderful workshop like any serious violin maker, violin dealer has today, with tons of very expensive and fancy tools, beautiful benches. Well, you see me building my violin on my lap. Why? Because I didn't have a bench. And not only that, you see me building my very first violin using tools made for ladies' nail files, believe it or not, chisels made from nail files and finger planes for shaping those archings of a violin made from ladies' nail files. And well, that's what I had. And I could not find any other tools, and I thought I cannot afford them. And I was making those tools myself because that was the only way to start your violin making business in Russia back then. One evening, you hear the phone ring, and imagine that old-fashioned phone, green color plastic with a horn and with a dial ring, of course. So the phone rings, you see me picking up the phone. Hello? Yes, Vladimir Andreevich. So this is my violin making professor talking. Yes, I'm interested in those books. Yes, I don't have any books on violin making. Yes, who? Oh, a widow of a violin maker. And where is she? All right. Wow, brilliant. Yeah, thank you so much, Vladimir Andreevich. Yeah, I think I can take the train and I can visit her. Wow, thank you so much. Yeah, bye. And the next morning, you see me jumping on a local train from St. Petersburg, 80 kilometers travel to a countryside, very small village, and beautiful. It is September, it is warm, it is sunny, and there is a smell of pines and mushrooms after the rain from the forest, and you see a Russian-style dacha, quite dilapidated. It was probably blue in the in the past. So it's a wooden house with three windows, with white painted frames and with ornaments around. I open the door, I enter squeaky floors, and there she is, a woman with silvery, bright silver hair. And as I enter, she explodes. "Dimitri, I heard so much about you. That's so wonderful to see you. You know, I just started to feel a little bit old and I decided to move to live with my relatives in Belarus, but I don't want to carry all these books and tools and violins with me, so this is why I'm selling everything." And I'm thinking, God gracious, she's 92 years of age and she just started to feel a little bit old. Wow. And this bright lady, she was the wife of Bela Orci, a violin maker established in Leningrad during the communism. And she shared with me most fantastic stories of her personally meeting Mravinsky and Shostakovich and Prokofiev and Rostropovich and all these celebrities. Wonderful. Well, finally, after a long chat and a cup of tea, lovely, energetic lady, young girl in her 90s, she showed me the books. And then I was absolutely transported. I couldn't believe my eyes, all these books on violin making. So I bought all of them with all of the money that I have had in my pocket and in my savings, indeed. And then you see her telling, "Dimitri, would you like to buy also the tools? Because I have all these tools from my late husband." Of course, yes, definitely. I would love to buy those tools. And you see her showing me handmade British 19th century finest tools of a violin maker. And this was literally like my dream was coming true. It was dream tools. And I asked her how much these tools would cost. And she said, $1,000. And that's when my heart snapped. $1,000? I want to take you into a perspective, because in 1990, 91, and even 92, dollars were still barely legal currency. So for owning any dollars, you could easily go to jail. For $1,000, you could buy one bedroom flat in St. Petersburg. Why? Because nobody believed that the state would not go after your flat and expropriate it once again, which is why the flats were so cheap. And $1,000 was an enormous, enormous amount of money, which is why I felt so sad. Well, I grabbed the book and feeling crushed and depressed, I return back home, I share with my relatives what happened, and I tell them I'm going to buy those tools no matter what, I will find that money. And you see them going mad at me. "Dimitri, are you crazy? $1,000, you will never be able to pay back that debt. Stop it, be realistic, don't be so ridiculous." Nonetheless, you see me dialing hundreds of friends and friends of friends, "Would you please lend me a few dollars, whatever you have, $5, $10, $20, $1, whatever you have." And I ended up borrowing from maybe 50 friends and friends of friends, around $20 from each. So at the end, I had $1,000 in my pocket. And the next day, or the next 2 days, you see me traveling back to that countryside with $1,000 in my pocket. Oh my goodness, I felt so scared to lose this money or get robbed by somebody on the train. Finally, I arrived there and she's surprised to see me. "Dimitri, wow, you are here. So you are interested in buying those tools." The young girl of 92, she really knew the value of those tools. She was not a cheapo, you see. And you see me counting these green notes, my hands cold, sweating, because I've never seen that a lot of money in my life. I felt like, well, look, today, one flat bedroom in St. Petersburg would be probably in the area of $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000. Well, this is how I felt. I felt like I borrowed that a lot of money just to buy a set of tools and chisels and planes.
And as I'm counting those green notes, there is a battle in my mind. There's a conflict. There's one voice screaming at me, "You are done, dude. Stop it. You will never be able to pay this debt." And there's that other tiny voice in my heart whispering, "Come on, that is your dream. What are you waiting for? Just do it." I ended up spending that entire $1,000, and I had to travel back and forth between St. Petersburg and that village to bring several bags of those tools. Out of those many precious tools, I gave a generous gift of tools to my violin making professor, just to say thank you. And what happened next was literally magical, because maybe the universe have noticed something about me, but my agenda was completely full. I was full with repairs of instruments, and I was able to earn back all this enormous money in those days in less than a year, and I paid back all that debt, and I made some on top. As a result of this story, as a result of this life, I've discovered that the level of your success is in direct proportion from the level of your commitment. And the level of your commitment is in the direct proportion from the level of your faith. And the level of your faith is in the direct proportion from your beliefs, your thoughts, and especially your emotions. And when you have all that right mindset, you can achieve anything you want. And today I'm so passionate speaking about this and helping my students and instrument makers and musicians to achieve what they truly can achieve, regardless any obstacles, because the only obstacle on your way is you. This is what I wanted to share with you in this episode on Luthiers and Legacy podcast. I want to share with you some exciting news about the upcoming book on fine violin making. You will find more information on this book on the book's website, bookonviolinmaking.com, and you are more than welcome to learn more about what we do at authenticinstrumentmakersacademy.com. Thanks for watching this, for listening this episode on Luthiers and Legacy, and I'm really looking forward to sharing with you way more stories and way more valuable knowledge and tips and tricks, and also interviewing for you some of the world's leaders in music, instrument making, and building success. All the best for now, and talk to you in the next episode.
So, dear friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Do let us know what did you like, and do let us know what would you like me to cover in the future episodes on Luthiers and Legacy podcast. And here is one more thing. Write a review on any one of the episodes and post it on social with the tag Dmitry Badyarov so that I can find your review in order to win a free 15-minute consultation call. We will get on the call and discuss your instrument making business and see what you could potentially change to take your instrument making business to yet another level. All you have to do is write a review, post it on social with the tag Dmitry Badyarov in your review. And for today's episode, that is all. I wish you massive success in your career. Let's do it together. Let's change things. Let's shake things up, and let's build a legacy at Bench. See you in the next show.